Hey, Chris Manning from Locked On Cavs here. Coming up on today's show, Evan Damrell and I are going to talk about everything going on with the coronavirus and the Cavs. Obviously, we missed yesterday's show, but we're going to break down everything from this from that local angle. I'm not going to play the normal kind of theme jubilant theme music today. It doesn't really feel quite appropriate. So, Evan, let's just get into it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. It's a little weird just, you know, watching the world around me kind of shut down. And while you're reading that, my dad sent a picture to the family group text of the local Walmart, and he said they're completely out of paper products, soup, pasta, and dairy. So it's a little weird to think, but how are you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing good, all things considered. You know, I think most of all, I just hope everyone out there is staying safe, taking this seriously. You know, this is you and I were talking before we started recording. This is just absolutely crazy. I cannot remember anything like this in my obviously my lifetime. You know, I just reading this, so I feel like okay sharing this here. I'm not a Mike DeWine person. He has a lot of opinions on things like guns, things like abortion that I do not gay rights that I do not agree with. That being said, I've compared to how we've seen other leadership in on the national level and otherwise like handle this, I feel pretty lucky to how he and the Ohio Department of Health have really handled this. I feel good about that. You know, I think this is just one of those times where it's really that this is all going to just constantly change. You know, I think, you know, you and I have encountered some of this in our day jobs as well, like how it's going to impact businesses and impact people in our areas outside of basketball. I think this is obviously very, very, you know, this is very, very, this is going to impact kind of all levels of society, and it already is impacting all of society. And I just hope that people out there are staying safe, staying, you know, as calm as they can. You know, you're worrying about your physical health, but also worrying about your mental health and trying to make sure you're doing all right, because these are crazy times. And I hope, you know, I think what Evan and I hope to do in the next, you know, it seems like at least a month until we get Cavs basketball back, and you know, who knows what's going on with other sports, be it the NFL, be it Major League Baseball, which be it the MLS, be it the Premier League, whatever you're a fan of, MMA, which there's stuff in there that I've been reading today that is just like there's a fight in Brazil this weekend, and they're like not going to test the fighters, even though they're like that freaks me out for Kevin Lee and Charles Oliveira, who are fighting in that main event on Saturday. That freaks me. That just absolutely freaks me out. You know, I this whole thing is just, it's one thing after another. I think it's just one of those things that's just absolutely crazy.
No, I agree. And now that I think about it, when you start listing all these professional sporting leagues that shut down, I think because the XFL just announced maybe a little bit before we started recording that they were suspending activity because the outbreak itself. I think NASCAR is the only professional sporting league that is in action this weekend, from what I know, and that could very well change while we're recording this, and it's just weird to think. And like you said, people need to make sure they're taking care of themselves, checking in on their physical health and mental health, making sure everything's okay. And also, my hope is that it's, I mean, it's scary, it's heavy stuff. A lot of people our age listen to this show, and people around our age listen to the show, and hopefully that Chris and I can give you like a little bit of a relief and respite, just so you can not have to worry about everything for so long, and maybe you can just listen to two local cynics about talk about the basketball team, their favorite basketball team, and just, you know, maybe just make your day a little bit easier. So, Chris, let me ask you a fun question so we don't get too heavy for this entire podcast. What do you have planned right now that there's no more basketball for the time being?
So I watched the first thing I watched in the middle of all this. That's we'll do this for a second. We just kind of things that are bringing us some joy right now. I rewatched There Will Be Blood, the 2007, Paul Thomas Anderson movie. And like, I could not believe how hard I laughed. I don't know if you've seen that movie. The end of that movie where Daniel Day-Lewis is just like screaming at Paul Dano, who also, if you're going to troll me about, Yeah, the milkshake thing where he's like slurping, and then he like chucks bowling balls at Paul Dano in the bowling pin. and just like loses his mind. And Paul Dano's just like so good in that movie, and I like forget how good Paul Dano is, and he's playing the Riddler, and like that's why you can't troll me about the Batman movie. I will not be trolled for my Matt Reeves directed Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Colin, the Lord himself, Colin Farrell, and Paul Dano Batman movie. You can't troll me for that. Yeah, man, I'm going to do that. I'm going to catch up on some comics that I haven't read. I'm going to try and I'm sure my wife and I'll like try to not drive each other crazy if we end up getting stuck in the house. But she's a teacher, so she's like basically off for like 3 weeks now because of this. We'll be teaching from home, I think, remotely. There's stuff going on there, but like that's obviously going to be an ongoing thing. Yeah, man, I think I don't know. I think that's going to just try to like do stuff and read and like be kind of try to just not overanalyze and overthink about it. What about you? What do you have planned?
Well, you and I both are working from home for the foreseeable future, and my brother's a student at the University of Toledo, and their campus is shut down at least through March 30th, and he's taking classes online, so I'm sure he and I will spend time together just because we'll both be in the area, because he's going to be back at my mom and dad's house and compared to where I live, so hopefully people can't map me out and, you know, stalk me, but it's about 25-30 minutes, so that's not too bad. It's nice to spend time with him, but I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, Animal Crossing comes out next Friday, the Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out in April, the Modern Warfare Battle Royale mode is actually super fun, and shout out to friend of the pod, Carter Rodriguez, for the hookup. And I also get to talk hoops with you Sunday through Thursday every weeknight, so that makes my quota for the human interaction and impact of things too, so I think I'll be okay. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's just a weird time, and I'm just... It's going to be a lot of hermit, just being a hermit and just kind of catching up on shows and movies and stuff too, and just trying to make the most of a crummy situation. I guess that's what I'm trying to do at this point.
I agree. And I want to say this, we'll get into what's going on with the cap specifically in the next segment, but I will say, like, I think to Kevin Love's credit, he's donating $100,000 through his charity, the Kevin Love Fund, to support arena and support staff workers. He put a really, I think he was the first player to do something like this, but really went out of his way to do this. You know, that's incredibly commendable for him to go and do that. And then you look at the Cavs, like you and I are never going to be like major Dan Gilbert defenders. Just like, I'm never going to be like a big Mike DeWine guy, like Nan Whaley for governor, let's go. But, when I look at what they're doing, it's like they haven't announced a specific shit, but they are like going to have a plan, to help kind of support these workers, because the people that are like going to be most impacted by this are like, you and I are going to talk about this through the prism of basketball. And there are so many interesting questions about that. Yeah. You know, I don't know this, but I hope this applies to the G League people too, because the G League season has been suspended. And like, that's obviously that's just less, frankly, less ritzy than the NBA. So I hope those people are getting taken care of as well. I will circle into that and check with some of the people I know not getting and let people know here on the show. But these are people that are working hourly jobs, the Ohio minimum wage. They may be, I don't know what they make, but even if it's a little above minimum wage, it's not like a ton of money. I don't know if those things come with benefits. We don't live in a society where there's like a real social safety net to really protect people in times like this. So the Cavs like doing that, and Dan Gilbert spending the money, like that is incredibly commendable. And more really rich people should do that. Like the richest people in society now are the ones that can, because we don't have these built-in safety nets, like we're sort of hoping they do that. And that's its own set of thing that we're not going to get into, but the Dan Gilbert doing that is just incredibly, incredibly generous of his part. And I really commend the Cavs and him for doing that and being willing to support people that are working for them and are going to lose it on a lot of working hours, because they're things like the MAC tournament, things like Cavs games, Monsters games, everything else are done for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I agree. I won't poke too much fun at it because this is a little bit of a serious topic we're on now, but you did say we live in a society, and I had to mute myself for a second because I bursted out laughing. But
I mean, it's fine. I'm here to get roasted if it's for the common good.
This is the way, as they would say.
Yeah. Shouts to Mando.
There we go. But no, what Kevin Love did was incredible, and I mean, I put something together for Forbes from it, and like he wasn't obligated to do this at all. He did this on his own volition because he wants to support and the community and more so the hourly workers and event staff that help play a major part in producing a quality experience for the fans that come and watch him play on a nightly basis. And like you said, the Cavs are done for the foreseeable future. The Monsters are done for the foreseeable future. Any events like the MAC tournament and even March Madness that was two rounds were supposed to be hosted at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and that's not happening anymore because the NCAA tournament's been canceled. So these people didn't know when their next paycheck was coming. So Kevin providing this relief, at least up front, until the Cavs can figure out a contingency plan. And based on what I've heard, and I think the Cavs main account tweeted it as well, they are planning on paying the hourly staff and event staff, at least at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, like it was a normal event going on for whatever they're scheduled to work. So it's like business is normal to an extent for them, at least when it comes to getting paid. But yeah, no, like you said, I'm critical of how Dan Gilbert does run the show most of the time. I shouldn't say some of the time. And I don't agree with him politically on a lot of things, especially who he allies himself with. But it is commendable and it's extremely generous that he is so ready and willing to open up his checkbook to make sure that the people that, again, you know, they also play a huge factor in making sure that all the events that are hosted at his arenas and his teams are well taken care of and that are actually top-of-the-line productions. Because you and I have said this a few times, like every time you go to a Cavs game, at least it's an experience, and the people who work behind the scenes, who are the ushers, the concession workers, all play a huge part in that, and they obviously didn't have a plan going into this. Like no one expected last night that Rudy Gobert would be the guy who was the first one to test positive for coronavirus and just cause this massive shockwave after shockwave that's just pretty much shut down American sports as we know it. And it's just, again, it's super generous of Kevin to do that. It's super generous of Dan and the organization to do that. And I find it extremely commendable. And it's just nice that people are able to come together in moments of crisis like this and focus on what matters the most.
Yeah, you know, I think everything right now is going to be. I think this is going to be like a particularly like busy, crazy time. You know, like we're learning a lot about, I think, how these things act. You know, I think you look at Adam Silver right now. He's talking as we speak right now. I'm not watching, but following along via Twitter. Basically, this is going to be at least a month without NBA basketball. It says they can restart the season at any time. The guidelines that we sort of know of right now, through March 16th at the very least, and I would not be surprised if these things get extended. All 30 teams, according to Shams. So all players must remain in the market of their team. The players must remain home as long as possible. There are no group workouts or practices. Team physicians/trainers speak to each player once a day. So this is just going to be an ongoing thing. You know, we'll see what the media situation is like when we get back. We'll see how to sort of all this sort of looks different, but it would not shock me if like what we come back to looks a little bit different. And I, you know, I think you're just, again, seeing that on every level. You're seeing this in just so many different ways. You know, we just like don't know anything right now. I would just say that like in terms of the through the prism that Evan and I are talking about this through the Cavs, we know very little about how this is ultimately going to play out. We will not be speculating wildly about that. So just kind of keep that in mind. But Evan, any kind of quick thoughts here as we wrap up segment number one on sort of where we're just at right now? We'll get into some of the specifics about the Cavs and the timeline with that, just so people are aware and sort of what that kind of means here. But anything else you want to indicate?
No, I think you did a really good job just wrapping things up. Like we don't realistically know what the exact timeline is, and it'd be incredibly irresponsible of us to try and say like it's X, Y, or Z. Like I'll have examples of like other instances in this scenario, but like I'm not gonna say like I've heard this or I've heard that or I think it should be like this. But no, there's gonna be a lot of overreactions, I feel, going forward, and I hope people don't jump to conclusions and try and crucify certain people, because like I do think Rudy Gobert does deserve some brunt and blame for the situation, but I feel like some people in the media who have a major platform, you know, using their platform to like really throw them under the bus is really bad. And I don't know, it's just, I would just, you know, I don't know, people need, in a time of crisis, you don't need to have people overreacting and having knee-jerk reactions to certain things, because it just can turn into a huge mess and just make the situation as a whole a lot worse.
Yeah, I think my biggest hope right now is that other players who, you know, these guys have extreme wealth, more wealth than, you know, anybody mm-hmm. else really right now, and then the league, the TV partners, the very, very richest people in society do something at least. Like, I do... Like, I wish we had social safety nets that were more equipped to help people like this. You know, I've been learning about how the testing, like, I just, like, I will say this, like, the, in Cleveland, the fact that the Cleveland Clinic is going to provide, just eat the cost of coronavirus, the coronavirus tests, mm-hmm. is very commendable on their part. Again, this is, like, a very big corporation, and, like, you know, I'm sure they're going to write off for taxes or whatever. I don't care. This is like the one time where I'm like, this is really good, because that's a test that I learned today that costs about $1,100 a test. Mm-hmm. That's wildly expensive. You know, not everyone has insurance. Not everyone has good insurance. You know,
30-40% of people in the United States last year put off medical expenses if they were too expensive. So knowing that this is free is definitely a huge thing going forward.
Yeah. I want to echo what Dave DeForest said on the Nerder She Wrote podcast. I'm not going to, he basically just like, we need to stop with the be tough and just work through it. That is a bullshit mindset. So if you're sick, please just get the help you need, whether you're in Cleveland or somewhere else internationally or not. Like, please, if you're concerned that you're sick, be precautious and take care of yourself, take care of your families. All right, we're going to come right back, talk more about this, and get into some of the other things going on right now with the Cavs and their exact timeline. So stay tuned for that. Let me tell you about the most useful app on my phone. It's an ultimate life hack and a secret weapon for learning new things and getting ahead, because it's really hard to find the time to sit down and read and learn more. When you don't have the free time, that means your personal development is going to suffer. Your ability to read is going to suffer. That's why there's an app called Blinkist that I highly, highly recommend. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all of the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience here on Locked On Cavs. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off a new subscription. That's Blinkist.com spelled Blinkist, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your 7-day trial. And again, you're going to see 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. Books available include The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life by Dr. Bob Rotella and Bob Cullen, Tiger Woods by Jeff Benedict, The Secret Powers of Negotiating by Roger Dawson, and Becoming by Michelle Obama. So again, that URL to get 25% off is Blinkist.com/NBA. That's Blinkist.com/NBA. We're back here on Locked On Cavs. Okay, just so people know, Tuesday the Cavs released their official statement. You can find that at Fear the Sword. Go read there. Read Evan writing about it at Forbes. So I think the big speculation on a lot of our parts was dating back to the March 2nd game against the Jazz due to the aforementioned Rudy Gobert. And obviously we know that Donovan Mitchell also tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the Cavs statement, the risk of infection for the players is, quote, relatively low at this point, given the date the game was played and the fact that none of our players or staff working close proximity to the court and locker room have experienced any symptoms thus far. I would also just a quick, I hope David Locke, our network founder and host of Locked On Jazz, radio voice for the network, is doing okay. I don't know exactly what's going on with him. I think we have a kind of a network-wide call on Friday to kind of figure out where we're going as a network right now, just to be a little transparent with you guys. But I hope him and everyone with the Jazz are doing well. But basically, the team is also saying that all employees are advised to work from home, sans those that are considered, quote, essential to operate the core systems of Rocket and Mortgage Fieldhouse. Again, they're working on the plan. The Cavs CEO Len Komorowski did say that workers from the MAC tournament will be paid, they canceled the game Ohio versus Akron about an hour before it was supposed to happen. Ohio as a whole has 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus at the last note. No Cavs players have experienced any symptoms of the coronavirus to date, so that is an incredibly good sign. And you had former players like Jordan Clarkson, according to his father, I saw did not test positive, which is good that more Jazz players, including Jordan Clarkson, did not mm-hmm. test positive. Because if Jordan would have tested positive, I would have just thought of that Kevin Jordan picture in a completely different light and like had a little like panic attack, to be honest with you. You know, I remember Evan, I was like, I'm going to go to that game because I want to meet up with David and like, just cause I'd like to just see him in person and chat with him. Cause he's, we're colleagues. Didn't end up going. Don't remember why. Really glad that I didn't go.
Yeah, no,
just really glad. I don't mean to make this about me, but I'm just like very glad I didn't go.
Oh no. Hugh and I both, I actually had a few people reach out last night and say like, "Hey, were you at the Jazz game?" And I'm like, no, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make this about me, but it is just like a quick sigh of relief just knowing that I haven't been to any practices. I've kept like an arm's length distance. It was just, just for those who are listening, like I jokingly tweeted at Chris that people need to wash their hands before they tweeted me. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. It's like to a certain extreme if people who work with me and know me a little bit more personally. There's like a snowball's chance in hell after this happened that like you would see me until I know everything's safe. But either way, just talking about Jordan Clarkson not testing positive, that's a good thing. And I guess maybe to help calm some of the hysteria that's kind of just going around about the outbreak in itself. Like we don't know how bad this could get. We don't know how long this is going to take. And I'm not a medical professional and neither is Chris. So it's, again, irresponsible of us to give like a firm definitive statement on it and speculate on it like in that regard. But of they administered 58 tests Wednesday night. And Donovan Mitchell was the only Jazz player/personnel to test positive for the coronavirus. Those are super reassuring numbers in terms of infection potential, at least in terms of exposure in those situations. So I'm hoping for the best with the Cavs, but like at least with within the organization as a whole, but it's just definitely worrisome because you see like Chris Fedor tweeted that he is under quarantine. He didn't go into specifics, and frankly, it's none of our business to really pry on why he's going to quarantine, but it could be Cleveland.com telling him just to stay home for 14 days. He's saying he's showing no symptoms and he feels perfectly fine, which is good, but it's just you start to think like people that you actually know personally, like Chris and I know a lot of the people that are in the media room, Chris included, and it's just a little surreal to think about that's happening, but I think the Cavs' response in this is good. I think they are finally ahead of it. And the fact that, based on who I've talked to within the organization, they're not really forcing or imploring players to go get tested right away unless they're showing symptoms, because the belief is that what if there is somebody out there who needs this test more than it actually is showing symptoms? Like, that just feels selfish to, waste one of these test kits or one of these this doctor's time testing an athlete who may not even show signs at all or doesn't have it when there actually could be somebody out there who actually can use it to their benefit. So like, I understand, and I think that's also a noble thing to do as well. And just like, it's just such a tough and confusing time and just like a little scary and chaotic overall. So I'm just, I don't know.
No, I that's everything I've heard. I think is that kind of that same thing. I think one of the things that was quite interesting was just kind of remembering, like, seeing that how many people that were affected that could potentially be affected, just like proportionally, like they tested like a lot of people in the NBA, I think, just much quicker than they might have your average person, which I think I kind of understand how that happens, but it's unfortunate. So it's good that Kevin is, maybe some of these people that are in the arena will get tested in some way. Maybe the Cavs can help facilitate that if need be. So we'll kind of find out. And I think just with the Cavs right now, they put out the statement. I don't even know, Evan, if they had, I don't think they had anything. I just assume that media stuff was canceled. I don't even know. I like looked at Spencer's Twitter and like didn't see anything else. I don't think it ever got like officially canceled. I just like assumed it didn't happen.
Yeah. And I was talking to Spencer today and I told you, actually, I said, I text him saying, "Hey, are you making the trip out to Independence?" And he replies just real bluntly, "Are they still having practice?" And I'm like, well, I haven't heard anything from the team. And he's like, well, if they're having it, I guess I'll go. But he's like,
Spencer, a real pro, a pro's pro.
He's dedicated to the game, man. Everyone support Spencer Davies. He deserves it.
Yeah, Spencer's great. So there's that going on. You know, I don't quite know like anyone else, anything else that is like going to happen. You know, there's the Charles Barkley thing that is kind of coming out in regards to this now, which is its own scary. You know, I think people like giving Kevin crap for only donating $100,000 is stupid. There's just like a lot out there right now that's just like very hard to like give this through. I also really appreciate all the jokes I've seen that asked, are the Cavs still allowed to nominate Colin Sexton for Eastern Conference Player of the Week while the league is suspended? I really am enjoying those tweets. those are the humor. Yeah. That's the kind of humor I've been here for in this.
No, that, I am too. And I think laughter is laughter is really some of the best medicine. As long as it's not like a tasteless or tactless joke, it like, you know, wishes death or anything upon anyone. I mean, if you can somehow just like, you know, make a quick wisecrack that can somehow make somebody's day better during such a stressful time, like, I think that's great. And like, I agree. Like, I was getting a good laugh out of just seeing jokes like that, just like small quips that just like we're having fun, maybe not at the expense of too many people, but just, you know, just kind of, yeah, you're laughing in the face of danger. But I don't know. It's just, it's a lot to unpackage, and I feel like it sounds like we're spiraling right now, but it's just a big thing. And like Chris and I were touching on this before, like we both talked to our dads before this, because this is quite frankly the first time in my life that I've seen a global epidemic like this that just kind of shuts life down around me. Like, I love sports. I love watching basketball. I love watching, like, I was excited for baseball to be coming back. I enjoy the XFL, even though it's a little bit of a weird, fluky product, but they have some good ideas and everything. Like, I enjoy the concept of sports, and it's like a good, it's an escape from the day-to-day life. Now that it's gone, I'm like, now what? And I was talking to my dad about it, and he said, this is eerily similar to how America was after 9/11, where everyone just was so afraid to go outside because they're afraid of being seriously injured or hurt. And I don't know. And like, Chris, you told me your dad had a good example too. And it's just,
yeah,
it's just crazy, man. Like, the more we talk about it, it's just like so weird to think like pretty much all aspects of life around me are shutting down. Like, my job told me not to come in because they don't want to risk the possibility of somebody getting sick. And now, like, I'm working from home for the foreseeable future. And I think this is just going to become the norm going forward for a while until there's some type of solution. And I think that's what I'm just struggling to wrap my head around, is just like seeing celebrities that like I work, like not worship, but I look up to or I admire, like getting sick, like Charles Barkley or Tom Hanks and his wife. And like, it's just hit upon hit upon hit, and I just kind of want to get off the ride at this point, and I don't think we're going to be able to at any time soon.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, my dad's comparison was just like people being scared like it was the AIDS virus, which obviously has its own way different set of like political and frankly homophobic issues. So we're not going to dive into those here. Evan, I want to ask you this as we think about this, in terms of like what is next for the Cavs. As we kind of get through the second segment here, we'll do yours now, I'll do mine after the break. What do you think is like something in regard to this that you're like, you just want to know how it plays out? There's obviously just like so many things we could pick at here and kind of wonder what's next, what's to come. What to you stands out as something where you want to ultimately just kind of see how it plays out and how it's ultimately going to just figure itself out in the next month or whatever?
To be frank, I think Cleveland season is done, if you're asking me on my estimation and just kind of things that I'm like reading the tea leaves and like looking at different scenarios. And this is what I alluded to in the first segment. The Chinese Basketball Association shut down in mid-January, and for the last 10 weeks they have not operated, and they're actually just resuming play as we're recording this and like trying to get pull American players back into China. And it's a big kerfuffle. If you Google it, I'm sure you're going to find a zillion articles on it. It's actually kind of insane how hostile the Chinese Basketball Association is being towards American players. But I hope that with the miracles of like American medicine, like we touched on, like the Cleveland Clinic being able to produce a test method that provides results in 8 hours instead of the 2 to 7 day window, according to what I read at cleveland.com, is absolutely insane. And if they're able to put together that kind of thing, maybe there's some tangible solution that's maybe in this 2-week to 30-day window. But you also have to think, like, the NBA could just call the regular season and then resume play and just play the playoffs out. Like, that's a scenario that they flirted with, where the season could wrap up in August and then they take their standard break and then they begin the season in mid-December, maybe around Christmas time. And then, I don't know what then. Maybe they play a condensed, like, lockout-style season. And, like, at that point for, like, the Cavs, I don't know. March Madness is not a thing anymore, so there's not really a lot of tape for you and I to speculate on when it comes to, like, draft prospects going forward. And Trevor McNaughty kind of touched on this, saying that, like, James Wiseman playing 3 games is the best thing that ever happened to him, because now his agent can hype his potential and help him in the draft. But there's a lot of repercussions for the Cavs just from this whole situation, and I just kind of feel like their season's going to be wrapped up by the time this resumes, because the NBA wants to try and get as much revenue as they can, and I don't know if this 2-week to possibly 30-day window is going to be enough time to find a proper resolution to just kind of make all parties involved happy. And that's just kind of where I'm at right now. And I don't really have, like, a firm answer, but I'm starting to lean towards that at least.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll be curious. I mean, it just seems like I wonder, there's just the big question about this, and that's just because of how our society works. It's like the financial implications. Like, if you look at the NBA, like, I don't think owners are going to love. I think part of the reason why you had owners like the Knicks, James Dolan, Tillman Fertitta, I can't remember his name, but whoever owns the Indiana Pacers, vote to not indicated that they wanted to just keep going, which is just, I think, frankly, just greed. Like, that is a money motivated decision. That's just one of those things that is just certainly, I think, going to, like, keep driving a lot of this forward and whatnot. So I think we need to kind of monitor that and kind of see how money ends up getting played. I mean, like, what happens with, like, ticket sales and, like, player paychecks? Like, I think CJ McCollum tweeted, like, they have to actually play the games to get paid. Like, how does that happen? And maybe Kevin Love, like, certainly has a lot of money, but what does that mean for, like, a guy in the minimum or a guy in the G League or stuff like that? That's the other part of this. I just wonder, like, what is the push to get them kicked up? Okay, so, like, you had the McCollum tweet again. You had I don't know some of this, so maybe you have more information, but, like, I wonder, making sure, like, how G League guys who are making that much money, are they getting things secured? Like, that's kind of my kind of tangent off of yours, is just, like, you know, what does this sort of mean for the I think the money aspect of this, in terms of, and not just in the NBA, but, like, the NFL, because free agency is about to start there, the movie industry, like, all this stuff. Like, I just wonder what the impact on that is all going to be and how that sort of plays itself out.
I don't really know. In terms of the NFL, like, they're shutting down all draft meetings. I saw, like, a majority of teams are canceling, like, they're telling all their coaches and scouts just come back and stay within the proximity of the greater area for their team. And the movie industry is a bit more your forte, Chris. I'm sure you could speculate more on that, but in terms of player contracts and everything, I was doing a little reading last night, and I put together a story for Forbes about how, like, the financial impact of what this could have for NBA players, at least. From what I've gathered and what I've just kind of heard from people that are maybe more in tune with this and people that are in tune with the organization, Cleveland's players are still going to be paid regardless. They get paid on the 1st of the month and the 15th of the month. And they,
okay, that's good.
Standard for NBA players is they get 24 paychecks a year and over 48 weeks, and then, or the full, and beginning on November 15th, and either way, but so they do that, and so that's fully guaranteed. But there is a provision in the collective bargaining agreement that says that players in a time of a crisis, such as the coronavirus or an epidemic like this, and, like, other examples is war, famine, other things like that, like, I think nuclear holocaust is one of the ones as well. It gets pretty in depth in the CBA, but if the NBA were to enact this policy, players can lose up to 1/92.6. I don't know the proper terminology of, so you could say 1/92nd, but the 0.6 kind of befuddles that. But either way, they can lose that on their game per game salary. And based on the number crunching I did, that means combined Cleveland's roster could lose approximately $17,162.43 per game. And then during the suspension period, that means the Cavs could lose, the players could lose $120,441 in a penny combined. But from what I gathered and what I heard, they're not going to enact this policy. It's kind of a dick move thing to do, in my opinion. And
yeah.
I don't know, but that's just kind of the financial risk that players face right now.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, CJ McCollum's tweet, just so people know, I'll read it to you real quick. Here we go. Also learned from looking to Jim Comps that Tobias Harris and Kyle Quinn had a coronavirus handshake where they used like wash their hands, which is pretty funny. So he said, no games, no pay, like the eyes emoji, and then hope everyone's saved properly. So, okay, that's his tweet. Got 4,000 retweets. It's a lot of retweets. Okay, quick break. We'll be back to talk about kind of one more little thing here on this episode of Lockdown Cast. Cut, cut, cut. All right, Evan, so here's mine. Let's just say the NBA comes back in 35-ish days. Let's say like the month happens and we go from there. I have no idea, and certainly this is because we don't know like what practices would look like what kind of workload you would get, all that stuff. What the hell is the product actually going to look like? What is this like guys will like, what does rehab look like for guys that are injured? Like, does this mean guys look better? Like, does this mean like the Cavs come out and like look somewhat better at the end here because like they get time to figure out how to like integrate Andre Drummond a little bit better? There's just like so many unanswerable questions with like the actual product. Like, what does this mean for like load management? You know, like what does that mean for like Kawhi Leonard and like the Lakers and like LeBron not playing as much and all this stuff? Like, there's just so many things. If the product does come back, and even if they remove some games from the regular season schedule, just to kind of expedite things. I just have like a lot of questions about how this actually ends up, what it actually ends up looking like.
I don't really know what's going to happen. Like we've touched on a few times now, like we don't really know how things are going to proceed going forward. Like, hopefully we hope for the best, but part of me wonders if the solution, at least for now, is like they play games without fans of them, regardless. I know they were exploring the idea and across a few professional leagues, and I don't think it actually happened from what I know, but at least in North America, I know it's happened in like international soccer plays you've expanded upon before, but it's just, I think the media, it's going to be more of a standard thing where maybe it's like you touched upon, where instead of having interviews in the locker room with players after games, the Cavs meet, like the Cavs PR staff and communication staff pulls JV Bicker staff and then 1 to 2 to 3 players, and they come to the podium one after the other. We ask our questions, they answer them, and we go on upon our days and just maintain that distance. And maybe that's just the norm going forward, where it just kind of becomes part of society, because I don't think that the Cavs, at least I hope, would bar the media, because if I'm sure some players like the fact that they didn't have to talk to the press for a little bit, at least to the some of the extremes they did. I mean, 6 to 8 feet felt a little weird. I mean, I'm sure people have seen the videos of like JB Bickerstaff and Kevin Love talking pregame before in Chicago, and it just felt a little weird to hear Chris Fedor. It sounds like he's shouting across the hall, down the hallway to them because of the distance
required. Which is kind of
normal. Yeah, but either way. But I feel like that's just going to be just part of the new norm, and like we just have to like adapt our life and society to the fact that maybe we're not going to have as hands-on experience or ability to interact like behind the scenes with the players, at least in the organization. It's just going to be a little bit more of a distance between the media and the staff going forward. And like, I think that just kind of should be the case. Like, the league should prioritize the safety of the players and the personnel that work for them and make the product that they are making so much money off of happen. And that's just kind of where I'm at this point. It's just, as long as the media isn't barred going forward and they're still able to access and the fans are still able to interact with players, because I mean, obviously like for community events as well, that's huge, but there's going to have to be some certain restrictions and safety nets just put in place so that if something like this were to happen, and knock on wood, that it doesn't, but at least there's parameters set in place to, you know, prevent such a massive outbreak and spread, and maybe just also quell any notions of like hysteria or panic like there are right now.
Yeah, it is just one of those things where it's just like, I just like don't feel like, I feel like the theme of this podcast is just like, I can't wrap my mind around like any of this until it ends up like working out, or like we get through it and we get a month as a society to like really understand it.
Yeah. And that's just kind of where I'm at too, is like, I can joke and have fun and just kind of like distance my mind to the reality of the situation, like when I'm home and just kind of doing leisurely activities. But like, when you look at the grand scope of things, like, this is going to change society as a whole going forward. And like, it's going to change a lot of aspects in our life. And just like, in terms of like cleanliness and awareness and the fact that it's probably going to make some serious changes. I mean, to get on a little political here, like in terms of just healthcare availability and just overall care for people who can't afford it going forward as well. Like, this is an actual crisis at this point. And because you don't want to call it a pandemic, because the World Health Organization doesn't want us to call it a pandemic. But so just to be clear, I'm not calling it a pandemic. So it's just going to change life as a whole. And like, it's going to make things different. It's going to probably be a little weird and a little awkward and a little clunky at first, but we'll figure it out and we'll adapt and we'll just kind of move on. But I feel like a situation like this, and maybe that is where it's a lot like 9/11, where I was in third grade when the September 11th attacks happened. And my parents told me like life just in the fabric of the American society changed forever. And I feel like this is another situation where it's going to happen again. And if time is a flat circle, we'll probably see it again in another 19 to 20 years, and who knows what happens next. But that's just kind of where I'm at. And like you said, like until we have a better idea of like where the NBA is going forward with this, it's just all we can really do is just say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope it's for the best for all parties involved.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the through line here, is I hope everyone is able to be healthy, be safe, everything about it. Evan, any final thoughts as we get out of here?
Just everyone make sure you're taking care of yourself, like Chris touched on when we opened the show. Your physical health is obviously important in this situation. If you're showing symptoms, and the Cleveland Clinic is passing around a good graphic that shows the differences between COVID-19, the flu, and the common cold, just to show like what the key differences are, just to make sure like do you or do you not have it. If you are showing symptoms, please get checked out. Like we both stressed, it is now free to do so, and like you shouldn't be afraid to do that. It's a serious thing you need to get taken care of, but just take care of yourself. Make sure you're taking care of your mental health as well. Like, it's going to be a pretty hard and heavy time, at least for the foreseeable future, just this and everything else that's going on in the world. So just make sure you're taking care of yourself. And if you want to come hang out with us for a half hour to 45 minutes, 3 to 4 to 5 days a week, we're here for you.
Yeah. If you have stuff you want to have us talk about, tweet us at LockdownCavs, LockdownCavs@gmail.com. You can email us. We've already got some good suggestions. If you DM me, I will actually look at those DMs. This is like a one-time opportunity to DM me, and I will likely read it. So please take a look at everything you might want to see with the Cavs. We don't want to maybe go too far, or you got to keep in mind that Evan and I both still have jobs to do, so we can't just like dedicate our lives to researching the last 50 years of Cleveland basketball. But if you have any good ideas, please let us know. We'll be back on Monday. Please again, be safe this weekend and be time with your family. Just be healthy, be safe, do what you can to kind of stay safe. And we'll talk to you guys after the weekend.